Jesus of Nazareth, if the disciples had known that the Last Supper would be their last meal with you before the crucifixion, I bet they would have listened differently. I bet they would have put down their arguments and leaned in with their whole bodies. I bet they would have asked questions and halted the small talk. I bet they would have taken notes and hung on your every word. Jesus of Nazareth, I want to listen like that. I want to listen like tonight might be the last time you speak. I want to listen like everything could change tomorrow. I want to listen like my soul depends on it. So, gracious God, clear away anything in me that might distract. Clear away anything in me that might hinder my hearing and receiving your word. I am listening. We are listening. With hope and honesty, we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading this evening is from John, the 13th chapter. Before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that His time had come to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them dearly and fully. Jesus and His disciples were sharing in the evening meal. The devil had already provoked Judas, Simon Iscariot's son, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew the Father had given everything into His hands and that He had come from God and was returning to God. So He got up from the table and He took off His robes. Picking up a linen towel, He tied it around His waist. Then He poured water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel as He was wearing. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to Him, "Lord, are You going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You don't understand what I'm doing now, but you will understand later." "No," Peter said, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't have a place with Me." And Peter says, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus responded, "Those who have bathed need only have their feet washed, because they are completely clean. You disciples are clean, but not every one of you." He knew who would betray Him. That's why He said, "Not every one of you is clean." After He washed the disciples' feet, He put on His robes and returned to His place at the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I've done for you? You call Me teacher and Lord, and you speak correctly, because I am. If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you too must wash each other's feet. I've given you an example. Just as I have done, you must do also. I assure you, servants aren't greater than their master, nor are those who are sent greater than the one who sent them. Since you know these things, you will be happy if you do them." Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in Him. If God has been glorified in Him, God will also glorify the Son of Man in Himself and will glorify Him immediately. Little children, I'm with you for a little while longer. You will look for me, but just as I told the Jewish leaders, I will also tell you now, where I'm going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment. Love each other, just as I have loved you. So you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other. This is the word of our Lord. All of us have come to a point where we have had to say goodbye. We have all had to say goodbye to parents as we moved away. Goodbye to children as they have grown up and are leaving home. Or goodbye to a dying loved one. Some of you have been in the situation where someone precious to you is dying, such as your mother or father. If it comes to a time where you are spending some of your last moments on earth together, you want to say something significant to each other. But the primary significance is in the loving silence that you share together. In that moment, you say goodbye and you hope that you will never forget. You want to remember your last goodbyes. You may forget the actual words, but you will never forget the moment, the significance of that last time together. Some of you may have been in the situation where a child is to leave home. The child who has grown up to be a young adult is no longer going to be getting up and coming to your breakfast table. No longer are you going to listen for them to come in late at night. The child has now grown up and is moving away. You say your goodbyes and they are off to do whatever and wherever their life takes them. And you want your last words to be in them as they leave, to be a meaningful and remembered word. And so you say your last goodbyes. All of us handle these last goodbyes, these last farewells, in different ways. Some of us are rather stoic, controlling our feelings. We shake hands and maybe a quick hug, and then we say, "Goodbye, child. Be good and take care of yourself." While others of us are criers. We cry. We weep. We can't talk because we get all choked up. Still others of us are happy-go-lucky people, and we try to make our final farewells a good time. And we kind of just laugh it off. And still others of us avoid these times at all together. We just can't say the last goodbyes. And so we avoid the circumstances. Friends, each of us handles these delicate situations differently. Our scripture this evening is depicting just such an event. Jesus knows what is impending. Jesus wants to leave His disciples with a significant last word, a significant remembrance. Jesus loves His disciples and wants them to remember His last words and thoughts and acts, just as we want to impact those whom we love with important words and thoughts. John's gospel is a little different from the other gospels in that while Jesus and the disciples are in the upper room sharing a meal, it does not give the details of the Lord's Supper, but rather it shows Jesus humbling himself to kneel and to wash his disciples' feet, an act normally done by the lowest of servants. That act was done to show the disciples how they should treat others. Not only their fellow disciples, but also anyone with whom they would be in relationship. I think it's important to note that included in this act of humbleness that Jesus washed the feet of Judas Iscariot, even knowing that Judas was going to betray him. He also washed the feet of Peter, who Jesus knew would betray him that night. Jesus washed the feet of James and John, who along with Peter did not stay awake as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. In a similar fashion, Jesus reaches out to each of us as He seeks to cleanse us when we come to the table. Jesus reaches out to make us an acceptable offering when we come into God's presence. Jesus then went on to say to the disciples and to us, "You also should do as I have done to you." In a similar way, Jesus was reintroducing or reinforcing the symbolism of the Passover. Jesus was giving the disciples the significant last words, the last teaching, the words that Jesus really wanted them to remember. "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Jesus was giving them a new interpretation of the law. There is to be no hierarchy in this new relationship. We are all to be servants of one another. We are to love one another as Jesus loves us, with that same grace, with that same allowance for failure. Tonight we come to the table of our Lord, remembering His life, remembering His instructions, remembering His sacrifice, and remembering His love for all of us. All of Christ's teachings is important, but somehow I sense that these last words and acts are the most important. Because just as He wants our last words to our loved ones, they are the words and teaching which we are to remember. These are the words and actions Jesus wants us to live by. We're given a new commandment. That is not really so new, because God has always been a God of love, but Jesus wants us to put those words in our minds and in our hearts and in our actions. We are to love. Love as He loved, sacrificially, humbly, meekly. Friends, this is what Jesus is intending for us. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving Jesus, thank You for Your love for us, for providing a way for us to come into Your presence. Help us as we consider Your desire for us for our future. Wash our feet as you did the disciples. Make us clean. All praise to you, O precious Lord.